Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I am so grateful that you are here listening and enjoying the show. Thank you so much. And my guest today is Monica Gilliam, and she's been on our show before, and she's just a delightful friend of mine, and I'm super excited about this topic today. It's something really different, and Monica has some really, really interesting awarenesses and questions and things that she's going to be sharing with us today. And so the topic is changing our sense of habitat. And one of the things when Monica was, well, first of all, welcome, Monica, and then I'll talk some more.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on here. I'm super curious to see what we dive into today.
Me too, for sure. So we're going to be exploring our sense of habitat. And Monica is beginning a longer-term project that will be investigating people's perspectives on habitat and what truly, what else is possible for us to create with all the flora and the fauna on this amazing planet that we live on. And Monica really has some wonderful gifts and capacities with plants and the creatures of our planet. So that's what we're going to be exploring. And the other thing that she said in the write-up that she sent me was, you know, that we have spent so much time in that there's been separation enforced, and we've bought into that we're supposed to be part of that separation. And so the question that she asked is, you know, what are the possibilities that are available to us if we change our perspective to one of inclusion? And that question alone just kind of makes my body melt, go, oh, yes, that. And it's especially right now with all the separation that's being forced upon so many of us in this world, that, you know, where can we have more of a sense of inclusion? Just a little bit more about Monica, and then I will let her do some talking here. But she is an access consciousness facilitator. She also has the specialty license of talk to the entities, and she has studied dance and performed extensively before pursuing a master's degree in acupuncture and oriental medicine. That's quite an amazing repertoire that you got going on there. So over the years, her love of movement and energy has facilitated her practical approach with herself and clients, and really just looking at all of life and what it has to offer her. And one of the things that I know she's been doing is been working more extensively with plants. And she's beginning a movement to create parks in every home. That sounds really cool. So, Ms. Monica, where would you like to start this conversation today?
Well, so much of what you've said so far is really what I've been focusing on, is this idea of what is it that gets created when we exclude ourselves from the living environment that we are actually such a huge part of. And as I mentioned, or as you mentioned, with, you know, my background in dance and then acupuncture, I've been exploring this, just how dynamic the world of energy is in all of these different ways, and noticing how everything is contributing to us energetically, is contributing to our bodies, is contributing to our sense of well-being. And we can really play with that to not just be receiving from everything around us that is so willing to contribute to us or so much a part of our lives, but also to be contributing to the world around us in return. You know, that there's so much for us to explore when we just let go of this tendency that we have to just focus in on ourselves, or kind of have this tunnel vision about just what concerns us, you know, that we can understand. Because, like, truly, when you let go of that, you can discover, oh, you know, like, what might be going on outside with the weather is having a huge impact on my body, or, you know, these other things that you already may have such a compartmental everything. It kind of actually makes us a little, you know,
you're fading in and out a little bit, honey. So I didn't hear that last sentence, that last couple of sentences. There we go. Now you sound better.
Okay, great. Thank you. So yeah, so what I was just saying is that, like, when we kind of compartmentalize our lives, it makes us a little crazy. It doesn't give us the perspective that can allow us to actually have effectiveness in creating the lives that we would like.
Wow. So what, you know, looking at that from that question, like, what could you do if you're really feeling like you're separated and you're not including, and you really have no idea where to start with what you're talking about?
Right. So part of it is that, like, if you were to go outside and walk around, what is it that has an impact on your body? Mm-hmm. Like, if you just go on a walk and notice yourself wherever you are, maybe you're in a city and you go by construction and then you walk by a park or a beautiful house or some people who are screaming, or, you know, all of the different things, just taking that moment to notice what impact it has on your body, on your sense of emotional tranquility or not tranquility. You know, what is it that the world is introducing into your environment, into your body, that you can actually acknowledge, like, oh, okay, I am responding into the world around me. Like, really, as simple as that may seem, when I do this, it gives me a sense of, like, oh, there are so many choices that I have, even in looking down the street, in, like, opening my eyes and ears and other senses up to engage with everything that's going on around me. And then what would I like to create, you know? So for somebody who might have the sense of being separate, I mean, the first thing I would ask is, well, is that really true? Are you as separate as you may have been pretending that you are? Or have you not been acknowledging, like, what it is all around you that is having a huge impact on you? And when you start to go, like, oh, well, you know what? This might seem strange, but, like, the lighting in my house is not making me very happy. I can change that. Just open the curtains, or, you know, really simple things, acknowledging the energetic impact on you know, your physiology, on every part of what you're creating, you know, is a really simple place to start. But then what I've been specifically looking at is like, okay, do you know who your neighbors are? And by neighbors, I don't just mean the people. I mean, who are the animals that live in your part of the world? You know, what are the plants that are nearby? And can you include them in your sense of who you're living with? What is a part of your world? And, you know, I had an acupuncture clinic in New Orleans, and one of the yards, when I first moved into the space, it was all grass. And then I had some people come in and we planted a huge diversity of, you know, trees and other plants. And it was amazing. The first day that I started after all of the planting, it was like so many different voices. Just those plants there changed the space so incredibly. And then that kind of, that music in a way of the different range of energies that were there started to contribute to my life, in just that it made me really joyful to go out there. But then I also started to notice that there were different kinds of birds that would come through, or different insects that would come through, and that sense of what it was that I was choosing to plant was actually having an impact in the world. And some of them I could see, but I knew that there were other ways that it was having an impact in the world that I couldn't necessarily see, but I definitely noticed, you know. And before and after the plant, who didn't even go into that space were like, wow, it's really different here. You know, which I just thought was so amazing, that that kind of vitality was reaching into the sessions, even when people didn't go to that part of the land, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I had even just an interesting thing, caring for my mother right now, and she's in a high-rise building, you know, 10th floor up, and I was on a meeting, and I couldn't stop yawning earlier today, and I was just like yawning, and I'm like, I just want to fall asleep here. It was the middle of the day, and I thought, I need to get outside. And so, you know, as soon as I walked outside and just really connected, like exactly what you were talking about, connected with, and I was looking at everything around me and admiring the grass that's coming up everywhere, and the blooms, and, you know, the cherry blossoms are kind of changing over right now from the blossoms to the leaves, and was really looking at all of that, you know, where many times we go outside, you're not really paying attention so much to it. And I was taking deep breaths and asking to connect with all of things that are out there. And instantly I just the yawning and the tiredness was gone. And I was like, oh yeah, that was just felt so good. And that's just one little example of, and I'm sure everybody listening has lots of examples like that, where you can just connect with nature and get revitalized.
Yeah. I had a moment.
Oops, you're really cutting out again, honey. I don't know if you can move.
Goodness.
Or...
Let's see. Yeah. Is that any better?
Yeah.
So, okay,
thank
great.
You.
So I had a moment in clinic once where, similar to what you were just saying, I was just exhausted at the end of clinic, and I thought, oh, I probably need to take a nap or have something to eat, and instead I went on a walk, and the sky was so beautiful that the moment I saw it, I totally had so much energy and was just delighted to be alive. And that's the thing about, like if you look at this rich living world that we're a part of, this is our habitat, all of this. And,
It's funny when I look up like just the definition of the term habitat, it's like the natural home or environment of animals, plants, or other organisms. But I think it's interesting that we don't often include people when we talk about habitat. We think about more like animals as non-people animals and plants. And even, you know, when people are talking about creating or, you know, going out, all of the many movements that there are to save the planet or whatever, that there's this idea that it's somehow separate from you. Whereas your body is actually an expression of the molecules.
Okay. You got to back up for a minute because I heard your body is an expression and then you cut out. So start over on that piece, please.
Your body is an expression of the consciousness of the planet.
Wow. Say that again.
Your body is an expression of the consciousness of the planet. All of the molecules, all of the elements that are creating these physical bodies come from this planet. They're not otherworldly, you know? And we are, like, if you look at the lungs or you look at the way that blood flows through the body, you can see the same thing in the riverways and the waterways of the planet. It's organized very similarly in a both macroscopic and microscopic way. And you see these patterns in the body that you see in nature. And from my sense, that is part of that expression of the consciousness that we are all a part of. Our bodies are, our bodies look like, if you look at them in certain ways, you know. And this separation that we have from nature, that is an idea that we've come up with, that is not actually the reality, you know. We, like, even the cities and the concrete and the cars, all of that is coming from the earth. It is natural. It's just been worked with in different ways. It's just been manipulated in different ways. But that's, it is so all cool, of the earth. And you can actually engage with all of it with that recognition that is, you know, my case from fibers, and you know that this is a part of the earth, and that when we really take that into consideration, we can get a different sense of like our connection to the world. And having that sense of that connection to the world, more than anything, I found that when people feel isolated or believe that they're isolated, they begin to act differently. But when you know you're a part of all of it and you kind of widen your gaze, then you can actually notice also what it is that you are impacting in the world around you.
Wow. Well, I think we do need to go to our first break, Monica. That was a great place to stop, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more on this amazing topic. Stay tuned, you guys.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you looking to change anything in your life? To have an even greater appreciation of everything around you? Would you enjoy having a life of more joy and greater abundance? And explore what is possible for you? My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I invite you to explore simple and pragmatic tools that I share on my radio show, Imperfect Brilliance. I know firsthand that you can change anything. We explore tools and questions with amazing guests, offering all kinds of conversations on living your best life. I invite you to listen in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to Imperfect Brilliance. Consider a coaching call with me and let's explore what you would like your life to be like. Visit my website at www.creatingyumminess.com and you're invited to call in to Imperfect Brilliance with your questions, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to connecting.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hello, everyone. We're here today with Monica Gilliam, and we are talking about the flora and the fauna of our planet. And I'm wondering, Monica, where we're separated, and what are some of the things that you have been exploring and playing with and to change from the separation to feeling included with everything around us. So tell us what you've been playing with. What do you know? What questions you might be asking, and anything else you'd like to tell us?
Yeah. Well, one thing that I've been looking at is just starting to familiarize myself with who and what lives in my area, like getting to know all of the different insects and small creatures that can put up with us people, and to include them in my sense of their creation of my home or my awareness, really. So, like, you know, I've been creating little insect homes for different insects and...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then planting different plants for butterflies and stuff like that, and then things that you can do, just like different animals, like some...
Oh, you're cutting out again, sweetie.
So frustrating. I'm so sorry about that. Let's see. Is this any better?
Yes.
Okay.
So you were saying you something with the animals is where we lost you.
Okay. So just the animals don't tend to love to cross lawns. So if you can plant little like edges of, you know, flowers or bushes and stuff like that, that can give animals a pathway to move from one place to another, can have such a huge impact on the overall health of the ecosystem. Just that really knowing that the greater the diversity, the more ease for the ecosystem. So if you have multiple types of plants, that brings the space for multiple types of little creatures. And then that adds to, insects that lead to bigger creatures that lead to birds of different types, having more food, all of those things are kind of some practical things in terms of like planting and just awareness. But then there's like just having a space of being willing to include other creatures in my awareness. I noticed that I've been seeing and interacting with more different creatures since I've started to do this. Like last night, I'm visiting some friends and I was sitting outside of their house, just kind of quietly enjoying the trees. And these two opossums came up and they hung out with me for a while. They didn't even notice me for the longest time. And then, of course, when they did, they kind of scurried off. But it was just amazing to see them and to realize that, like, these are our neighbors. And they have, like, opossums are amazing with, cleaning up gardens of different insects that might be harmful to your food and all of that. But they're just such amazing creatures that it's just interesting to me how much we have villainized so many different types of creatures that are actually a vital part of the health of the ecosystem that is really important for us as well. If we can't breathe, then we don't do so well, and like the trees are a huge part of that, and all of this, the things that people have been looking at for a while about, like, your carbon footprint and all of that gets incredibly decreased if you have more plants, and then those plants create a space for more creatures, and then those creatures are having a huge impact again on the plants, and it's this interwoven interconnectedness that I'm curious what it would create for us to really start to look at that as we're planning cities, as we're building houses, that we Did you have something to say?
Oh, no, I'm just agreeing with you that, we really, to take into account everything around us, and not just to be so, as you said earlier, it's like myopic really about things just that impact us, but how does it impact everything around us, our planet and our neighbors, in human form as well as all other forms, including the trees and everything. And I love when I see people when they're building something and they are building around things instead of just plowing everything down in their wake. And so it's those kinds of things that you may think, well, you're just one person doing something, but if everybody has that point of view, what are we doing to our planet? And it's also looking at, it's not just us, right? It's for generations to come, and what are we leaving for the generations to come? And then, so what questions, like what are you playing with of what you're changing, and then what we could all start asking to be that change?
Right. Well, the first and simplest step is engagement and curiosity. Your energy is huge. Your energy has a huge impact. I mean, think about, like, if you're in a bad mood or you walk into a room where someone else is in a bad mood, what that's like, what that creates.
Oh, true. Mm-hmm.
The environment that creates. And there's a lot of studies that have been done like on what that creates for plants, you know, which is my favorite thing to look at. If you yell at a plant versus really enjoy a plant, that actually has an impact on how it's growing. And with that, it's like just really acknowledging how much your energy is, can contribute to the growth of the world around you. I mentioned last night with the possums, you know, me sitting there quietly created the space where they had the freedom or the peace to move through the yard. If I had been just like screaming, they might not have been able just to walk on their nightly path so easily. And it seems so simple or maybe even insignificant, but like creating that space of silence, of ease, of spaciousness, of like even the quietness, like I wasn't thinking a lot, I wasn't chattering even in my head, and that I could just tell was creating something different with the plants and with these little animals. And the I'm visiting some friends, and they actually invited me to come and assist them with their garden when they first moved in. And it's been so amazing to be able to watch it shift and change and notice the quality of change that's created in the neighborhood as well. And they actually have some owls that live in a tree of theirs.
Oh,
so they come and nest there. So right now they're three little owl eggs, and then, you know, the mom and dad, and they were here last year as well. And then all throughout the day, now right now the mom is on the eggs and the dad sits in another tree right next to their house all day long watching, making sure everything's okay. And it's, you know, they've said that many times the owls will kind of come and look in their windows and watch them, and they just hang out. And I mean, creating that space where it's peaceful enough for the owls to be here. It's, that is something that if you didn't realize that owls were there, you might go blare your music.
Right.
You know, something that is, you know, isn't wrong, but if you realize, oh, I have neighbors who are here, and there's this mom, you know, on her eggs, maybe I'm not going to shoot fireworks right here, you know, like, the, just, and it really is really just that in, like, what energy that, can I be?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're breaking up again. I don't know. Like, it's so funny. You'll be very clear, and then you just start getting a little robotic. But I love that example, Monica, of like being aware of your surroundings and what you said. Like, if you didn't see the owls, and you were just kind of going along your day, like you said, you know, setting off firecrackers or doing other things that might scare them away, but they are being that invitation to them to come nest, and they've got the nurturing, and the owls looking in the window, like being curious about them too. That's so beautiful, you know, and the communion that we can all be by being a little bit less of just like in our own little worlds, and realize that yes, we all have our own worlds, but we are also part of one that is way greater. And, you know, it makes me think of the scene in, oh gosh, now I'm not going to think of the name of the movie, with the mother tree and
Avatar.
Yes. Thank you. Avatar. Now, it just makes me think of that, where, you know, there everybody is connected. So what are there questions that you ask to help you stay connected?
Well, at first, I, like I said, asked, okay, who's in this area? And I ask that, and then I let myself go on the adventure of discovery. So sometimes that's looking things up on the internet. Sometimes that's just going outside, going on a walk, and saying, okay, who's here? And sometimes I home or apartment or wherever it is that I'm visiting, I just ask who's here, and I get a sense, an energetic sense, even though I might not have a specific picture or image of who's here, but just that, like, hello, hi, who's here, begins to kind of tune my own awareness to be aware of something beyond me. You know,
Well, and it is, it's so delightful when you see, you know, an unexpected creature running around in your yard or crossing your path or something. And I can think of so many times when I get so excited, like, oh, look, there's a little bunny, you know, and off it runs. And you're like, thanks for showing yourself to me.
Yeah. I know that it's like a lot of the things that I love to play with sometimes seem so simple that people don't even believe it's possible to have an impact with. Like with all of the work that I do with plants, I will simply ask a plant, like, what do you require? Hi. And sometimes just that hello is what gives me the information, you know, and that's what I was saying about the curiosity and the engagement. It's like, just allow yourself to turn your attention to something. And then there's no right way to go about it. There's no way you're looking for.
Yeah.
Each of us will be looking at totally different things. You know, somebody might look at, for example, with a plant, somebody might look at the bark, somebody might look at the leaves, somebody might think about the roots, and each of those people engaging with that plant or that tree is an energetic contribution and an energetic receiving, even when you don't have a specific idea in mind. And what I found is that the more people just turn their attention to their plants or to the animals in their area, the more their own curiosity takes them to whatever it is that would be interesting for them. So, like with my parents, I've been talking to them a lot about this idea of creating a park in your home. And what is that? You know, that's different for everyone. It's a space of relaxation and ease, and that includes different organisms if possible. And my parents took out a bunch of the grass in their yard and they created a butterfly garden. And it's amazing how everybody in the neighborhood that goes on walks has stopped by and asked them about it. And little kids have been like painting rocks and leaving their painted rocks in the butterfly garden. And, you know, and it's like that creates this park, you know, where like other people actually get to go and enjoy it, you know, and be engaged with it. And then the joy that that creates for my parents is amazing. And then there are actually all of these monarch butterflies that have been passing through there and caterpillars and, you know.
Wow.
And so, but it's funny because, you know, somebody else would choose a totally different thing. You know, this is where it's all about what is it that works for you. And so the question is kind of just what does habitat mean to you? Are you asking questions about where you are a part of the world, or do you have the sense that you are separate from the world?
Wow.
And if you were to let go of that separation and ask, what would you discover?
All right. So take a break, you guys, and we'll be back in very quickly. Stay tuned for more.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, that's a great commercial to be coming back to from our conversation today about habitat and flora and fauna and that wonderful kid's voice asking questions. It's so cool. Monica, so tell people how they could find you if they would like to get a little bit more of Monica in the world.
Well, I have created something on Facebook and Instagram called Talk to the Plants. So that's one place that you can find me engaging very often. Otherwise, my name is Monica Mata Gilliam, and I have a website, monicamatagilliam.com. And perhaps we can make sure that it's written. You can have it all spelled out, but really, Talk to the Plants is easy enough to remember. And I'm doing different classes, and I'm available just for, I love to explore new things that people have questions about. So questions really are such a huge gift in my world. And I welcome anybody to reach out to me with questions.
Wonderful. They really are such a gift. And if anybody is looking for me, you can find me on creatingyumminess.com. And I too am on Facebook and all the places. So, but I'm just so enjoying this conversation today and looking at wondering what I could do to increase my, engagement with the earth around me. And I'm intrigued if you would talk a little bit more about the park project that you're working on.
Yeah.
And encouraging people to do that in their home. So talk a little bit more about that, please.
It's funny. Again, it's so simple. It is that this idea of creating parks in every home, for the longest time, I have had this desire to be part of creating parks, which was actually why I studied acupuncture. I got so excited about this connection between the human body and the natural world that I wanted to look at, you know, what is it that creates a healthy system and play with that in the body and then begin to use that for ideas for creating different parks. And as I've been looking at that, you know, it was like, well, rather than just one little park, what if we could create many parks? What if the entire planet could be a park? Well, if and creates a little park, then we're well on our way. And what is that? You know, it is a space that increases the diversity of plant life and animal life and creates a space where everything is included, people and worms and, you know, whatever it is. So for each person, again, it might be different. And when you just said, you know, that you were curious about what it is that you could be doing to, you know, include the natural world more into your world, that's the cool thing. It really does start with that question of like, well, what could I be doing? And then notice all of the things that start to get your attention. And then just play. It's, you know, there's of course no how-to on living, even though we kind of might be led to believe that there is or that we would like that, you know, when I don't really get that most of us would like that that much many more rules or forms to follow, you know, but really, like, when you say, okay, well, what could I add? Then you may be walking down the street and, look at that fountain that person has. Oh, maybe I'll put a fountain in my yard, you know, and that water source is both something that can be quite beautiful to you and then also create something for many different creatures, you know, and it's something that's super simple or, you know, whatever it is. It's like, this is really where the investigation and the exploration begins for each of us.
Well, what would you say to somebody who might be living in a high-rise apartment and, you know, doesn't have any land right in front of their house? How could they go about creating a park-like environment?
Well, I actually presently do live in a high-rise myself. I live on the 18th floor, and I've gotten some different plants, potted plants, that each plant that comes in creates a totally different environment in my home. Mm-hmm. But there are some people who don't like plants or don't feel like plants are good for them or can't care for them or anything like that. And so then I would say, what is it that gives you a sense of peace? What is it that gives you a sense of relaxation? And you creating that actually does have an impact on the rest of the world. It has a reach beyond what you might expect. You know, so
I love that. Yeah.
So so your park could be, you know, a stone garden. It could be anything that gives you delight. Pictures. You know, it is about the energy that you're contributing to the world also, you know, as you're creating your environment. And then knowing that you can kind of reach your energy out into the world and be including yourself in the world.
I love that, you know, because that's a really different way of looking at it, so that you kind of get out of your head of, oh, what you think it's supposed to be, and you actually just, like, what if there's no wrong way to do this and no right way to do it, and you just go have fun. And even the example you used a little bit earlier of your parents and the butterfly garden, and then the kids are adding to it. They never, when they first started it, they weren't like, okay, well, we're going to do that, and then these people are going to do this, and this is going to happen. You know, they were really just, what would they enjoy in their yard or, you know, in your apartment? What would you enjoy, whether it's, like Monica said, a plant or not? What could you add that would give you delight? And then from that delight, all the things that start showing up are really just so magical.
And it is remarkably simple. This is the little things that you do that start to accumulate that have a huge impact. And, you know, what I've noticed in general is that when people are under a lot of stress, they tend to focus more on themselves. They're like less willing to listen to the world around them when they're not at ease. And so part of this, like, choosing to create a space for yourself where you can have more ease can be a part of just turning your attention to the larger world, turning your attention to, you know, the different animals when you're walking down the street.
Yeah. That's just so delicious. So delicious. And I wonder, you know, as we change maybe, or, you know, just become more aware of all of the things around us, I wonder how, beyond what we've talked about already, how does that impact everything around us? And, you know, in just that wonderment kind of question, it, to me, it opens up possibilities of far greater than we probably ever can even realize.
So true. So true. And that is, again, the thing that not need to complicate things more than, well, I guess that's kind of like the hallmark of the people world, is we like to complicate things. But if you go, you know, but if you go out and would an animal do here? Would a squirrel be overthinking this? No? Well, how about you, like, take a little, take a little advice from the world around you and allow it to be simple.
I love that. Like, take some advice from the squirrel, you know, like, or the puppy dog or the kitty cat or the horse. Like, you're absolutely right. They don't go into their heads and just complicate everything to the point of who knows what. They're just being, you know?
And as we allow ourselves to look to the world around us to recognize that we are a part of it, we can learn so much from everything that's growing and living around us, and both receive from it and see, okay, so what else can I contribute here? Is today the day for the fireworks? Is today the day for, you know, being super worried and all in my head? Or what else is possible now?
Mm-hmm. So as we round up our time together today, Miss Monica, when we started off the conversation, we said, you know, you're working on a research project. So is that something that other people can contribute to,
in its very, very early stages, and so it's not quite at the place for mass involvement at this point. But like I said, if anybody wants to reach out to me, if anybody else has questions about, you know, just being with the land, working with plants, having a different sense of interacting with parks, whether that's the park in your home or the park down the street, everybody can reach out to me, and I will definitely be posting more as it is all available.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So the Facebook group was Talk to the Plants, right? And is that an interactive thing? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a place where many people have been, you know, just joyfully posting all sorts of things that are interesting to them. And then I've also been adding different videos and talks and little classes about different ways of including
the plants in your everyday life and adding to them energetically and assisting them to grow and letting them assist you to grow. And so it's a really fun interactive space where, like I said, people can reach out to me, get in touch with me, and then also that is definitely a place where I will be putting more information about the different projects that I have as they come into the public realm.
Fantastic. And would you also tell people just a little bit about the Facebook group that Dr. Dane has about the Earth? And
yeah,
and
the Earth Wizards.
To that as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful. The Earth Wizards is what it's called. It's another Facebook group that has several, like 30 plus thousand people. And similarly, a lot of people just sharing what they're enjoying so much.
Wonderful. So check it out, you guys, and thank you so much for being our guest today, Monica. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.